There is obviously a lot that goes into having a successful crop. Really, preparations are made all year round, but this time of year is critical in managing pests, disease, and weeds. Farmers should really be looking at prevention rather than catching up later in the season. According to Derek Crompton, technical agronomist for Channel, who covers parts of the Dakotas and northern Minnesota.
You know, prevention is obviously going to be so important, especially when we're facing economic conditions like guys are facing on the farm. So those decisions that go into what you're going to spend your money on during the season, it's great to make a plan, but I tell you what, a lot of times now when we're in these tighter economic conditions, a lot of guys are trying to find ways to hold off on spending money until they get a chance to look at the crop that they have coming in the field to see if it's then worth it to spend that additional dollars.
Derek mentions there are some tools that can help manage in those three areas from a farming standpoint.
So from a farming standpoint, Channel itself has a couple of tools that can help a grower make some decisions. If a person goes to channel.com, you can find a couple of different tools that we have. One of them is a profitability calculator, where a grower can put in his crop. In our case, primarily we look at corn or soybeans. The person can go in and pencil in the profitability numbers based on what the market is, what their inputs are, and then the calculator will help them to essentially find out how much money they have to spend on some of those other additional inputs, like what they're going to spend on their herbicide bill for the year, and or what they can spend on their fertility for the year. And the other one, as a person is thinking about going to the field, is we have another tool that's on channel.com, and that's a population optimizer. And so when you're going into your corn setup for the season, you can look at what's the best or most optimum population for each particular hybrid that I'm planting within the channel lineup, and you can base that on what your market is, what you're hoping to sell your grain for, and then what the cost of your bag of seed is, and we'll give you the best economic population curve based on your location and what's going to be most profitable for that particular hybrid.
Honing in on weed management, Derek had some recommendations that he had in that area.
So when we were looking at weed management, obviously, in the soybean herbicide system, we obviously have a full lineup of Roundup to Extend soybeans. And in that system, with the use of dicamba over the top, we can look at the use of dicamba as a pre or an early pre-program. So for a lot of guys in this particular season where they might be going to the field before they've even had a chance to put down a true pre-herbicide program in their beans, with an early shot of Extendamax, you can come in and essentially right after you plant, you can come in with that Extendamax system. It'll act as a pre, as well as you'll have 2 to 3 weeks worth of residual in that program, which will get you by to the next your planned herbicide pass, which will be following that what I call an early pre with that Extendamax. So essentially, you can kind of get a 2-for-1. Get some really good weed control, but yet you might be able to push back your first application of your additional herbicides a little bit later in the season.
Crop rotation is said to be very beneficial to pest, disease, and weed management. Could you maybe expand on crop rotation or any other management practice that might fall under this category?
So when a person is thinking about crop rotation in your weed control system, obviously, crop rotation is the primary aspect to your herbicide program, but obviously the main component to that herbicide management program is alternating your modes of action. So if you're looking at your corn herbicide program, that's going to be followed by a dicamba program in your soybeans, it would be the wisest thing not to use a dicamba product in your corn, alternate that with a different system. So then when you come back to your soybeans, that dicamba will do a great job controlling weeds, and you will limit your ability to have to worry about any weeds that might escape due to you really giving up an environment that's conducive to some herbicide tolerance showing up in your fields.
In years past, what were some of the pests, diseases, or weeds that you were dealing with in your area of Holly, northern Minnesota, parts of South Dakota, and North Dakota? And do you foresee that coming into this year's crop?
Sure. So in the last couple of seasons, we've had fairly dry conditions in the spring, and those dry conditions really set us up to have some tough weeds to control based on a lot of times when you don't have really succulent, moist conditions out there, your weeds can get a little bit tough to kill, and you have some dusty conditions that can limit the herbicide working entirely on the leaf tissue that you have in the field. So you really want to look at, in a year like this, it looks like we're going to have adequate moisture out there. So some of the best tactics out there are to use the full rates of water, if not a little bit extra water, to really help yourself cover more leaf tissue. And that should really help us to do a better job on some of those tough weed species like kochia, common ragweed that we've had here in the spring in dry conditions that have been a little bit tough to kill.
Great. Well, that wraps it up for all of my questions. Is there anything else you would like to add at the end here?
So one of the last things I'd like to mention is as you're looking at your newer corn hybrids that you're planting from the channel lineup, in the field, along with using the population optimizer tool that we have on channel.com, the great thing that you can do is if you are a climate user, you can easily set up some quick field trials as you're planting, as you're going down the field. You can alternate from your normal planting population. You can move it up about 4,000 seeds per acre. Move it down 4,000 seeds per acre from your normal planting population, and it's as quick as and easy as a touch of a button, and that'll help you to really hone in this fall on seeing if you are really hitting that true economic population, especially on the newer hybrids out there. So it's as easy as a touch of a button if you are a climate user.
Derek Crompton, technical agronomist for Channel. I'm Kirsten Rall for the American Ag Network.